For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
One of the interesting shilas that come up over Pesach is if you sell your kelim to a guy, are you mechuyif to tovel the kelim after Pesach? There are some opinions that quote that the Chazayin Ish after Pesach was noyeg to tovel his kelim after Pesach. But the question is, how come we don't see that so commonly practiced that people are lining up to tovel their kelim, which they get back after Pesach? So one of the Gedolim of Hungary, Rabbi Shua Baruch Reinitz, who was the Avezdin of Shechevich, wrote a tshuva where he's Malamed Chus on everyone who does not tovel the kelim that are sold to a guy. However, the Shevet Sefer, who was the grandson of the Chassam Sefer, he wrote a shtaka tshuva saying that you do have to tovel it. So we'll try to look at the sugya and see halacha lemaisa. So the makar for tovelin kelim is a parsha, is the Torah in Meseches in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chaf Aleph. It says Vayomer Elazar Hakohen El Anshei Hatzava Boim LaMelchama, that Elazar Hakohen told the Yiddish warriors who were coming to war, Zoyis Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. This is the halacha that Hashem told Moshe. Aches HaZahav Ves HaKesef Ves HaNechoshes Ves HaBarzel Ves HaBedil Ves HaYifores. Called Dover Asher Yavei Ba'esh, anything that comes in fire should be going to fire, a meaning should be kashered. Ach b'mei nida yischata, but it has to go into the waters that metahir anida. B'chol Asher lo Yavei Ba'esh tavi b'mayim. Whatever does not need to be kashered still needs to be tabled in water. So the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Yerdei Simon Kuf Chaf Sif Aleph says Hakoyne me'ovid kechav m'klei seuda shel mataches. If you buy from a goy clay seuda of metal or of glass, or kelim which are coated with lead inside, afal pi sheim chadashim, even though they're brand new, tzarech latvilam b'mikvah o yimayin shel arba'im. So you have to table them in a mikvah or in a mayan of 40 sa. So the question is that if we're seimech on mechiras kli chametz to a goy to pater ourselves from the din of bal yiram bal yimatzei of chametz on Pesach, that means we hold that the sale to a guy, l'chaira, is a real sale, and that the guy is the owner of the kelim, and that's why we don't have a problem of bal yiram bal yimatzei. If so, after Pesach, when we buy it back from the guy, when we buy these kelim back from the guy, l'chaira, we're buying the kelim back from a guy. So l'chaira, we should have to tovel these kelim. So if Yeshua Baruch Reinitz, the gadol from Hungary, writes that he was bothered by the Shaila for many, many years, until he found the Taisvis and Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis, which is talking about a different sugya entirely. It's talking about Dinei Mominus, and it's talking about an Uman who needs to hire someone, an Uman who is hired to make a kli for a customer. So the halacha is that the Uman is considered the Baal HaKli until the customer is kind of the Kli from him. The question though is, if the Uman is provided the raw materials by the customer, and he's simply taking the raw materials and making them into a Kli, there we have a Machlekes Amarayim, which really becomes a Machlekes Rishayim. Who is the owner of the kli after the Uman is mashbiach those raw materials? Some say Uman is kainashvach kli, and therefore the kli belongs to the Uman, and only after he's paid does the kli go to the Baal HaKli. And some say Uman is einoi kainashvach kli, and therefore it's still considered the property of the one who hired him. So Taisvis over there says that according to the poskim that hold Uman Kaina Shvach Kli, says if you mechayev a yid who hired a guy to do it for him, would the yid have to tovel that kli? Do you say the guy is Kaina Shvach Kli and therefore the Yid would have to koine, would have to table the kli that he hired the goy to make for him. So Tosfos is mechadesh, a big chiddush over there, and he says, v'hanoisein, this is Tosfos, daf ayin hei, amet beis dibur ha-maschil, imishum avayda zara. I'm sorry, imishum de kasavar mashkanta kizvini. And he says, v'hanoisein kli v'uman avid kechavim l'saken. V'afil uman di amar uman koine shvach kli, even if all the uman is koine the shvach kli, ein tzarech tvila, kevan d'ein shmoy alav. You don't have to table it, since Ein Shmai Olav. The name of the Akum is not on that kli. Dlehave kemaisa shahaya. Shahayu hakelim shal midyan. Because it's not similar to the Maisa in the Torah, where the Torah says we have to table the kelim that they conquered during the war with Midyan. Because there it was mamish theirs. It was their kli. And the kli was given over to the Yidden. But in this case, you say Ein Shmai Olav. It's not looked at. It's not called that the kli belonged to the Uman, and therefore it's not similar to Midyan, and therefore there's no chiv deraisa to tevel the kli. So Tais is being mechadish this concept of shmoy alav, which is mashma that it's, the bailus on the kli is not what's mechayev. The fact that the guy owned the kli, that's not what's mechayev tefila. It has to be that he owned it, plus it was nikra shmoy alav that people around recognized. It was Nikra Shmaylov. They recognized, oh, it's his kli. So if it's his, plus people recognize that it's his, then it's similar to Midyan, and then you have to tovel the kli where you buy it back. So Rav Reinitz says that we could extend this yisoid and apply it to our case of kelim, which were sold to a guy during Mechiras Chametz. And his lashon over there is that since we sell the kelim bezol, since we sell the kelim to the goy for cheap, and it's known that the goy is going to give the kelim back to you like he does every single year, year after year. So if so, even though it is taka mechira gemura, we could say that al kopanim, that nekud of ein shmai alav, no one looks at it like the goy's kli, because everyone knows and the goy knows. He bought it last year, he's buying it again. All the goyim who buy the chametz from the yidden do it year after year. And in mele, it's not nikra shmei alav, and therefore you don't have to tevel the kelim after Pesach. And also the goy doesn't plan to keep it after Pesach. And therefore it's not nikra shmei alav. So the Shevet Sefer is doicha these tainus. And he says the following reason. He says, number one, the Chiddush of Tosfos of Shmoy Alav, he says you don't find that by the other Rishonim. The Rush, for example, doesn't seem to hold of it. And he says, because the Rush paskins, if you hold Uman Kaina Shvach Kli, you are chayef to tevel it after you get it back to the Rishus of the Yisrael. It's not like Tosfos. So the Rush is chodek on Tosfos. So, number one, the Rush doesn't hold of that Yisoid, that Shmoy Olav is not one of the criteria for being Mechayev Tvila. And if that's the case, so even if you're going to tell me according to Tosfos, you don't have to tevel the Kelim, but according to the Rush, you do have to tevel the Kelim. It's interesting to point out that the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch seems to go with Tosfos, but we'll talk about that a little bit in another few minutes. The next thing the Shevet Sofer says, that even if you're Mekabel, Tosfos is Chiddush. We can say that there's a Mokam to Mechalik between a Kli, which is Ein Shmai Olav, to a case where you're selling the Chametz to the Goy, because maybe you could say the Chametz is Shmai. The Shem of the Goy is on the Chametz. Why? Because what if the Goy refuses to give it back to you after Pesach? That's his right. He has the right to do it. If the Uman refuses to give you back the Kli, since you own the raw materials, he doesn't have that prerogative. So if so, you can argue and say, Eina Chanami is not the shame of the Uman on him, but maybe by selling it to a guy, it is the shame of the guy on it. Now, Agav, in our Matziv, L'chaira, it's a little better, if the kalim still belong in the rishus of the Yisrael, if they never went into the rishus of the Yakum, you can say it's not nikra shemay alav. In addition, even if you sell him the place of the kalim, but no one else knows that you sold him the place of the kalim other than you and him, so it could still be it's not nikra shemay alav, even though it's in his rishus. That's number one. Number two is, depending on who the one, the rav, the selling the kalim to the guy is, it's possible the guy doesn't even know what it says in the Shtayim Rechira, and therefore it's possible there's bechlal no inyan of nikra shemay alav. L'maisa, after long arichas, the Shevet Sefer comes out that l'chari l'maskan, if you do sell the kelim to the guy, you do have to tovel them after Pesach, and he suggests to use the nusach of the Chassam Sefer in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuftes, who writes that the nusach of the Mechira, which is accepted, that they got from Reb Nosson Adler, his Rebbe, is that you're not selling the kli, rather you're selling the chametz, which is nidbak b'doifnei hakli. You're only selling the chametz that's in the kelim, but not the actual kelim, and in that way, there's no issue of tevelin, because you never sold them the actual kli. It's a fascinating, chazain ish, which talks about, from a hashkafic perspective, he says, in Emunah and Bitachon, in Perek Gimel Sif Yechas, he says, if you think about your gut reaction, b'mchina rigshi, if you think about an emotional level, we have to work to get our emotions to be in line with halacha. So he gives an example of where do we have to work on our emotions to be in line with halacha, and he says, for example, kelim which were sold to a goy on Erev Pesach need to be tabled after Pesach. He says, that's something which people don't always, can't relate to it so well. But that's a case where halacha dictates how our emotions have to react. So says the Chazayin Ish, we have to work on understanding that what makes our gut reaction is not necessarily what the halacha is. Now in Lamaisa, it's a big discussion in halacha with among the contemporary poskim. How do we deal with kelim that were sold to a guy? And do you say uman koineshvach kli? Would that be mechayev tevila? It's brought down that the prima godim, as quoted in the Ben Ish Chai as well, bring down that if a kli became nifchasa tachtisa, if the bottom of the kli opened up, they can no longer use it, and you gave it to a guy, and the guy plugged in metal, as he closed up that hole with metal, with his own metal. Then, matvile bebracha, it's brought down, the Prima Gadim says, you have to tevel that kli with a bracha. Why? Since it was his material, and the kli would not be a kli without his material, so it's as if you bought a new kli of metal from the guy, and therefore you have to make a bracha. But ve'im ha-matecha shel ha-yehudi, but if you gave him the material, then you're matvil beloy bracha. You have to tevel it without a bracha, but you do have to make a bracha, you do have to tevel it, because it's like gora from a matziv of uman kaine shvach kli. Now on the market today, there are many electrical appliances that it says on the box that it has a hechsher that you don't have to tevel these kalim. Now the way that works is that the Jewish company works with, let's say, a company in China, and the company in China makes the kalim for the Jewish company. So l'chaira, the raw materials are a guy's. And even if the Jew would buy the raw materials, it would still be a problem of uman kainashvach kli. So you still should have to tevel it. So what the Jewish companies do is they make it that the materials that they're going to use in China, plus all the employees in the company in China, are working for the Jew's company in America. And in that way, they're anticipating getting around the issue, the chiyuv of tevila. So the company is a shliach, they're employees of the Jew here in America, and therefore we're not going to say uman kaine shvach kli. That's how they get around it today. It's fascinating, the lashon of the mechaber in Siman Kuf Chaf in Yeridea is that if a, it's in Siman Sif Yud Aleph in the in the Mechaber. It says, Yisrael shemacha kli levikachav mechazav lakachav menu tzarech tefillah. If a guy Yisrael sells a kli to a guy, and he buys it back from him, you have to tevil it. But if he just gave it to him as a mashkan, and he was paid it back, then it does not need tefillah. Then the Ramah says, Yisrael levikachav mechazav kli veshutvis ein tzarech tefillah. If there's partnerships between a yid and a guy, you don't need to tevil. And then he says, Yisrael shegunvoy gozu mimenu kelev. If a Yisrael was robbed, and his kelim were taken by a guy, v'huchzeru loy, and they were returned to him, ein tzarech tefillah. You don't have to tevil it. Aval saray moishel she'ansa Yisrael. But if you have the government who takes it away, v'lakhu kelev, v'huchzeru loy, tzrichim tefillah, that does need tefillah, dekvar nishtaku biyad ha'ivikham, because it's already forgotten in the hands of the guy. So now the Taz in Seif Tesvav over there says that if it's stolen from a Yisrael and it's returned, you don't have to tevil it. Kevan she'ein rashay lachzikay bepirsum. Since the guy can't keep it publicly, le'nikra shem ha'ovid kechav malav. So it's not called, no one looks at it, no one knows, it's not perceived to belong to him. Afal pish is a nisyashman, even though the Yisrael was nisyayish, but it's not nikra shem ha'ovid kechav malav, and therefore you don't have to tevil it. So it comes out that Taz is really passing like Tosfos, not like the Rosh. So it's like Rav Reinitz, not like the Ksav Sofer. The Shach over there seems to say the same thing. He brings down the Ater Zov, and he says in the Shtak, he says, Lefi Zeh, if the Imaginevav HaGzeil Hi Be'inyin Sheshamanish Nesiyash Mehem, so he brings down that if there is yish, you do need to tevil. Says that shach v'loy nehira. That's not right. It's about when the is the isa v'heter shayitzi mimenu harav din zeh kosav hatam the begana v'gazan alfishin es yashu legamri. Even if there's absolute yish, me'achas she'enem rashayim lahachzuk bei bepirsum, since they cannot hold it in public. Le'nikra shem ha'ovid kachav malav v'ein tzarech tevila. So you're not going to need tevila. Even though there was Yiyosh. So even though the guy was kind of it, but you still don't have to table it, because he can't go out and publicly show it, therefore it's not Nikra Shemaya Love. So the Daki Maisha brings down, so it comes out that the Taz and the Shach seem to be leaning towards the Chiddush of Baruch Reinitz, Rav Yeshua Baruch Reinitz, that you don't have to table things, that it's not Nikra Shemoy Alav. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kufchot, Sufkotin and Beis, says, Abu b'mecher mamish, macher ha-Yisrael ha-kusi, if a Jew mamish sold it to a guy, v'chazav v'lakcha b'menu, v'adei tzarech tevil, you have to table it, sh'arei Nikra Shemoy Alav. So again, goes with Taisvis, with the Chiddush of a Baruch Reinitz, that if it's Nikra Shemai Alav, then you have to tevil it. Vukanila says Vereisi Misha Oimer. It says I saw some people saying to me Tamze Beis Mechiras Chametz Shemaych and Hayaris Lakusi, that now that we by Mechiras Chametz we sell the pots to the guy. Ve'achar Pesach Lekchem Imenu Kinahug, and then we buy it back from after Pesach the Tzarech Tevila. So some say you have to tevil it. Velilei Nirakein. Because everyone knows that the reason why you're selling it is because of the chaymer of the iser of chametz ula chumra be'alma, and only as a chumra. The medina ein over malakelim bebal yira, because there's nothing wrong with having chametz take a pats, right? The issue is only having chametz. And everyone knows that after Pesach it's going to be given back to the Yisrael. V'loy nikra shem ha-kusi alav, and therefore it's not called the shem of the kusi on it. V'lachein ein tzarech tevila, that's why you don't need tevila chimeduma, shekein meminik pashat, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that is taka the pashat meminik. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say three nekudas over here. Number one is that everyone knows you're only doing it because of the chaymer of Yisr Chametz. Everyone knows you don't have to do it. You don't have to sell your kelim. They just do it off the chaymer of the Yisr l'chumra be'alma. And v'hakol yoidim, that you're going to take it back. And therefore it's le'nikra shema shem kusi alav. Therefore, he says, there's no problem and you do not have to tevil the kelim after Pesach. L'maisa, there are many, many shittas that go in both directions. There's the Sma, the Big Day Yesha, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, among many, many others, the Chazayin Ish, Tuvtam Vedas, many, many people write that we do have to Tevil Kalim after Pesach if they were sold to the Goy. On the other hand, though, we have the B'chatcher Rav, the Eishel Avram, one of the Gedolei Achroinim, the Cheshek Shleima, the Kol El Yohu, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Shailum Meshev, who seems to say a fascinating thing, which seems to sound like the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Shailum Meshev is in Simenun Aleph. He says that Das Avvez Nekodesh of Fremislad Shetzarech Lahat Vlasakelam. It brings on some people hold you have to table the Kelam after Pesach. Achner Lafina is Daiti. The Ein Tzarech Lahat Vlachar Pesach. You don't have to table it after Pesach. The Kelam Dine Meichai Rakidesh La Yavel of Val Yeroa Ubeva Yem. You're only selling it not to be ever Val Yeroa. Le Havim Mechira Gemura. That's not a Mechira Gemura. Ube Emes Einai Rak Harama. And in truth, it's only a Ha'arama, it's almost a trick. V'ha'arama b'drabban and shari, but to do tricks, to not to be over an Isra of chamid shavar lava pesach, which is only drabbanan, you're allowed to outsmart the halacha, ki'ilu. K'may shikasav ha'tvuay shar, like the famous tvuay shar, says in Psachim, Dabchaf Aleph, that is ha'arama's mutter to get around an Isra drabbanan, but he says akoponim, it's called a ha'arama, and it's not a mechira gemura. It's no better from a mashkanta that even if the guy thinks he's going to keep it, ein tzarech tefila, you don't have to tevil it. So it comes out a fascinating discussion that number one, it's a shaila if you have to tevil a kli that you sold to a guy. But those who hold that you don't have to sell it to a guy, there's two ways to go with it. Either you go with Rav Baruch Reinitz, who says that it's taka a good mechira, just that it's not nikra shemaya love. And now we have the Shailu Meshev who says that it's not a mechira gemura, that it's not even sold to the guy perhaps in Gansen, because it's only in harama. And harama by Yidrabanan is going to be mutter. The Tvuay Shar in Siman Tzadi Zayin says something interesting. He says, "Shemechiras chamet shebedoyfnei hakelim v'loy guf hakelim hi mechira she'ena hoive v'hi mechira gemrua." So selling the kelim is not really what you're selling. You're selling the chamet that's in the kelim. So it's not a real mechira anyway. L'umazeh mechiras the kelim which are chamet. I'm sorry, it says vakert. Selling the chametz in the kelim is not a good mechira, because there is no chametz in the kelim, and the blias you can't really sell. But selling the kelim itself, that would be a mechira, but he says you don't have to travel them after Pesach, again, because it's only a harama. Even though it helps that not everybody around Bali Yimotzei, and there's no Isra of chametz shavar lava Pesach, but it's not going to because the goy doesn't really even mean to be kind of the kelim at all. Therefore, it's not called that you bought it from a goy. And then he says, because every single year it comes back, so en shem hagoy on the kli. So, just fascinating to hear all the different shitas, whether it is a mechira, whether it's not a mechira. And even if it isn't a mechira, why is it that we don't have to tovel the kelim after Pesach? When Maisa, regarding the shaila of the kelim made in China, this is a big machlekes between different vadekashuses today. The OU, because of the psak of Rav Belsky Zatzal, hold that you have to tovel those kelim that come from China with a bracha. So even though it says on the backs ein tzarech tefila, Rav Belsky holds you have to tovel with a bracha, but the Rav disagrees. So what is the shaila? So, the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Tuchus Gevias Milve, Simen Tzadi Tes Sif Vav, says, if you chayev something to your friend, and you didn't want to pay up, so what you did was you gave a matan, you give all your property away to someone else, and that way when the person comes to collect the chayev, you don't have anything to pay him with. Says, Namachaber Leitayl Armasai, V'yigve Balchayv Chayv. That harama does not work, and the Balchayv could still collect it. even if it was only a mil vel peh from the Mekabel HaMatana. And he goes on, and so Rev Belsky says, if so, in this case where the Chinese government is only giving their things to this Jewish company here in America in order that the Jews shouldn't have to table their kelim so that they can make more sales, he says, like Taylor Masai, the harama doesn't work, and it's as if he never gave it. So let's think about the Metzias for a second. The Metzias is as follows. You have a Jewish company that approaches a company in China that makes, let's say, you know, 1 million electric kettles a year. And they say, I want to buy 1,000 of them. But they want to make sure you don't have to tell, the clients don't have to table them because they're electronic, they can get ruined. And there's a shayla, do you have to table, do you not have to table electronics? So we're going to get around it by doing a mechira. So they go to this company in China. That's, you know, this is only a 5% of their business. And they tell them, you know, I'm going to own your company. I'm going to own all the raw materials. And I'm going to be paying the salaries of your workers. And in that way, you're working, everything belongs to a yid. So Belsky says it's pasha. This is mamish only a harama, only to avoid tevila. There's no gemiras das. And there's no one in the world who would even think or have a havamina that such a contract could be enforceable. It's the same thing as mechiras chametz. Like we just said, according to some shitas, that mechiras chametz maybe is a harama also. He says it's different, because by mechiras chametz, even if you hold that it's a harama, like those shitas, but at least you, the yid, means to sell the chametz. You mean to sell your pots. So you lifted a pen, you signed your name, you want to give it, so we'll say dvarim shebelev, einam dvarim. But over here, who's the meicher? In this case, by the kelim, the meicher is the Chinese company. They're selling their company and their raw materials and making it that their employees are working for this Jewish company in America. It says there's no das makna in that case. The Chinese company has no idea what they're signing and has no intention of following anything that it says in the contract. And one of the things that Volsky would laugh about was that someone took the contract, which is written in Hebrew, that said that the company is mekabel on themselves that not to have the din of uman koine shvachkli. There's no einai koine b'shvachkli. So Google Translate switched it, and of course the suppliers sign a contract that no craftsman was bought with praise. Koine b'shvachkli means the craftsman wasn't bought with praise. So this is the contract that the Chinese government signed. So he's saying it's a leitzanus, the whole thing is not negeya, and therefore, avada, you have to table these kelim with a bracha. The rabbanim who say, the rabbi machsher of that company that says you don't have to, says, look, but the bottom line is harama, and we see that some shittas hold harama, you and I know, and everyone knows, including the meicher, including the lekeach, we all know it's not a real mechira. So if you go with those shittas, it's okay. But the Emes is not so pashut, because it's only a few shitas that hold by mechiras chametz. It's mamish harama, and maybe it's not a mechira gemura on the kelim. However, if there's a chiyav d'araisa to toivel your kelim, and this is a harama, it comes out, you're being soimech on this shita, these yechidim that hold that it's only harama, and that harama is good, to pati yourself a mechiyav d'araisa of tvilas kelim. So imagine if you would go to the store and it would say on it that according to some shitas, you're according to many shitas, or rav shitas, you're over an isra d'araisa by not, or an isra asay by not toiveling your kelim, avada, no one would rely on it. And therefore, if Belsky was very stark, he held that it was mamish, being dishonest to the clients to put that on your box. Now, there is another argument that if you put these kelim into a mikvah, since they're electronic, they'll probably get ruined. So there's the Avnei Nezer who says there's no chiv tefillah on things that get ruined by the mikvah. But again, it's something which, you know, depends on the many shittas of how harama works, if harama is a real mechira or if it's not a real mechira, and if you want to be semich on the Avnei Nezer. But that boils down to being the various shitas on whether or not we do have to tevil kelim that are sold to a guy. Again, the minhag today by most shtaris is that you write that you're selling the chametz in the kli. Again, that has problems as well, as we said, because there is no chametz in the kli. So if so, you should still have to do bedikas chametz on the kelim. So elama, you're selling any chametz in the kelim, so therefore it's not yours. You don't have to do a bedika. Even if you did sell the kli, we see many shitas hold that you don't have to tevel it, and it'd be a shayla v'derabanan, a safek derabanan. Perhaps we would go lekula. But the bottom line is, you go to your rav and you sign whatever contract he gives you, and usually it's going to say that you're only selling the chametz that is in the kli.